Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Oh, congratulations, Indiana, the Big Ten champs. How does that sound?
It sounds so beautiful. I want to give all the glory to God. We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, everyone we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are champs. Let's go!
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is anchor man, not anchor lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom, I expect you to talk in that voice through the whole interview. Oh, we won!
Fernando Mendoza.
He didn't need to be bleeped. He said
freaking.
Flipping.
I know.
Flipping
or freaking, one of the two. I wanted people to know he didn't praise God and then drop the F-bomb.
Yeah, he said flipping champ. Fernando Mendoza, my man. Man, he got absolutely crushed on the first play of the game. The first play of the game, Ohio State just smoked him. Right in the chest, midsection, he goes down, and he said, I was laying there on the ground, and he goes, I'm not going to lie to you, it hurt bad. And I said, I could take the easy way out and just call it. I mean, he was hurting. He was down. The whole place went silent. 9 seconds into the game, first play of the game, and they took the medical staff out there to look at Mendoza, and he said, I'm laying there, and I'm thinking I could take the easy way out and just call it a day. Because I don't know if I can get back up. Or I can get back up, go to the sideline, get checked out, and be there for my teammates and go do this thing. And that's what he did. He got up. His brother, Alberto, came in for one play. Fernando put his helmet back on, went back out. Place went nuts. And he just started, you know, doing his thing, throwing darts, making plays. He is a phenomenal player. And Indiana's the best team in the country. They won. They beat Ohio State. They beat the big, bad Ohio State once and for all. First time since 1988. And I was in the house. It was an incredible atmosphere. I would say 60-40 at least Indiana fans to Ohio State fans.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And the Indiana fans were loud and wild. And it was, you know, it was like a celebration of the moment that we've arrived, that we're here, and this is really cool to be here. And you know, everyone was wearing those bracelets that light up like a concert, you know, and it was just an amazing spectacle to see Indiana in one of the end zones and Ohio State in the other. And then as the game went on, you have this urgency that you could hear it in the crowd, like they have to win this game. They treat it like a national championship. You can't come this far and lose to Ohio State again. Have to win it. And it really came down to, you know, making plays and then just hoping that you can gut this thing out. And Ohio State missed a field goal with 2.5 minutes to go. And Indiana's got the ball back. And Kurt Cignetti, I mean, he is going to go down as a legend no matter what happens now. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
They on 3rd and 6, you know, a lot of coaches I think would run it and punt. Give the ball back to Ohio State. Let your defense win the game for you. He said, I'm not giving them the ball back. And Mendoza dropped back and threw a bomb down the right side, and Charlie Becker caught it for a first down, and the place went absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And then IU was able to finish the game
out. It was a gutsy play. It was a gutsy call, because everybody expected the same thing. Hand the ball off to the running back, let him try to get the first down, and if they don't, then you punt.
Yep. And, you know, and Indiana's defense was every bit as good as Ohio State's or anybody else's in the country. They were all over Julian Sain, their quarterback. They got through that Ohio State offensive line.
Yeah.
They just could not solve Indiana whatsoever. They were just dominant. And then Mendoza never got sacked the entire game.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's amazing.
I mean, it was like when he came back into the game, that Indiana offensive line looked at him and said, we got you. Don't worry. No one's going to touch you again.
Did you think those words would ever come out of your mouth, Tom Ackerman? Indiana is the number one team in the country.
I did not. And they really are. They are the best team in the country. I've felt that all year, but now they've proven it. And now they have 3 weeks. And that's the other thing Cignetti did that I thought was great is, you know, he lifts the Big Ten trophy up. Place is going crazy, and they said, how do you feel, in front of the whole crowd? And he said, I got two things for you. And he thanked everybody for getting us to this point, and then he said, and I got 3.5 weeks to get these guys humble and hungry for the playoffs. That's so him. Great moment. That's great. But you know, when they meet the players today in the complex, he's going to tell them, we got work to do.
Three more games.
We got work to do.
To actually claim number one, three more games, right?
Yep. So they're going to play in the Rose Bowl against the winner of Oklahoma and Alabama, which will be a great game in Norman. I think either way, it'll be a great football game in the Rose Bowl.
We had, several schools. So it was ISU, Notre Dame, Baylor. Several universities are saying, we don't even want to go play in a bowl game. Because, like, Notre Dame, for example, feels like they got snubbed for the playoffs.
Oh, they did get snubbed. And if Notre Dame wants to act like that, that's fine. You know, maybe next time win one of your first two games.
Whoa.
I mean, I don't
coming
know.
In hot, Tom Ackerman.
Well, it just is. I mean,
Alabama, you could argue that maybe they should have.
Alabama shouldn't be in there. Notre Dame should be in there over Alabama.
Yeah.
Alabama has
or James own, Madison
has
maybe?
Its own cheering section. Yeah. Well, the rules are that a group of five team can get in. They got to change the rules, or Tulane and James Madison are in there by rule. I mean, the ACC can't figure out who's going to win their championship. Duke ends up beating Virginia, 5-loss Duke. They can't be in. Virginia can't be in. Miami sneaks in. Miami beat Notre Dame. So beat Miami next time if you want to get in. Miami has a strong argument. They beat Notre Dame. So Notre Dame doesn't get in. They're crying about it, but Miami beat you. I mean, and looked great, by the way, doing it. Texas A&M went up to South Bend. What did they do? They beat Notre Dame. Texas A&M's in, too. So, you know, you've got to win your games. And Alabama losing to Florida State is a bad one, but somehow they still get the preferential treatment, and they get in. So there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're number one, and we're looking down at everybody. I had an Ohio State fan congratulate me. One of my friends texted me, and I said, it's so weird, man. I'm like, to be at the very top looking down at all this debate and everything. I'm like, is this what it's like? He said, yes, it is.
Yes.
Feels good, huh? I'm like, yes, it does.
Yeah, no kidding.
So we'll see what happens moving forward.
How do you feel about the Cardinals' trade so far? I see Ben Hockman's got an article in the Post saying Cardinal fans are running out of patience, but he's encouraged that Heim Bloom has a different approach to the process.
Benjamin, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, okay, I'm just saying.
Everything's going to be okay. They're going to make trades. There's going to be all kinds of activity. It won't happen, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, maybe it will. But it'll happen this month and next month, and they'll have themselves a whole new-looking roster for spring training. The Cardinals are going to make deals, and just be prepared for some roster turnover. Be prepared for a losing season, and that's just the way it is. I mean, they're going to rebuild. This is a full rebuild, period. Don't start getting expectations of a competitive year. They are going to rebuild the team. And by the time 27, 28 rolls around, they want to have a machine that never, ever, ever looks back again. The worst place you can be in sports is in the middle. You want to be at the top. And if you're not at the top, I denied this for a long time, but you have to tear it down and build it back up in this baseball economy. And that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to build the machine back filled with top prospects. They're going to do it not halfway like they did it the last few years. They're going to do it all the way. And they've got the best architect that knows how to do it, and Heim Bloom.
Do you think Kurt Cignetti could manage a baseball team?
I do. I think he could
walk on water on the way over here.
Yeah. No, he's tremendous. He's tremendous. It's amazing. It really is to see all of that unfold. And,
oh yeah, been a long time.
Special. Been a long, long time. Woo! A lot of waiting. I've watched probably every game for the last 32 years since I was a freshman. I mean, I went through a lot. And it's not like they were terrible for 32 years. People have to understand, Indiana, many years, right on the doorstep of being good again, right there. And who was there to send them back into their place? Ohio State. Not this time.
Nope.
Not this time.
I was thrilled for you guys, just like I was, you know, happy for the Blues when they got their Stanley Cup. And I said I've rooted for Ohio State my whole life since I was a kid. I was rooting for the Hoosiers on Saturday. I wanted you guys to pull it off. I'm glad you did.
Well, I appreciate it. It does feel like a lot of people have jumped on, and it feels so good. You know, like a lot of people around the country are liking the Indiana story. If they win the national championship, it is the best college football story ever.
Yes.
And I don't know if they will. Right now, it feels pretty good. Notre Dame fans, if you want to jump on, there are some seats available.
You and Alex Rich both went to the game. I saw that. Congratulations. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Tom Ackerman says, stop crying about not going to the playoffs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, come on. Join us. You're in the state of Indiana.
Man up, right?
Let's go. Come on.
I love it. Well, congratulations, my friend.
All right, thank you.
We appreciate it. All right. We're going to be back here in just a minute. The story is in the post today. I don't know if you saw this or not, if you even still get it. Missouri legalized abortion, but most residents still can't get appointments, and they have to go out of state. Did you know that, Kim? It's just awful, according to the Post. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season.
from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.